radio show where country music gets up close and personal.
Spend some time in the country and get to know our guests. Spend some time in the country where the music's the best. The latest news and memories, two great stories that get told. Spend some time in the country, now it's time we start the show.
Welcome to this In the Country July special featuring three talented country singer-songwriters who all have brand new singles at country radio right now. We'll head to Ontario for Bree Lawrenson, then to Alberta for Dan Arnold, and back to Ontario for Caitlin Kozel. It's an hour of great conversation and great new music. Stay tuned. Up first, let's speak with Bree Lawrenson. Welcome to the show, Bree.
Hi, thanks, Dave. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing wonderful. How about you?
I'm good. Things are amazing here with me.
You've been pretty busy lately over the weekend. Tell us about the country festival you were part of.
It was an amazing experience, and the exposure was amazing. I was performing at the Calabogie Country Music Festival this weekend, and the crowd was exceptional. And they were singing the lyrics to my own songs, which definitely struck a chord for me. It was amazing.
That's got to be a great feeling.
It's such a wonderful feeling. It's like a full circle moment. And you can't really describe it. There's nothing really that can describe just how amazing it feels after all the hard work that you put into something. And the reason why you started is because you were looking for that end result where people could connect with your own lyrics. And so it's an amazing feeling.
Well, you've been working hard at it and releasing great music that's made an impact at radio. Honey, the first one, With You, Whiskey, Bottom of the Bottle, and now the new single. Mm-hmm. So radio obviously knows you by now. They know your music, and, you know, you've spoken with them. They know you. It must be great to have that connection, Bree, with radio.
It's been amazing. Like this year has been like great with the. It's been phenomenal with the support that I've gotten from radio, and to be able to know each of the stations by name and have that personal connection with each of the program directors and the musical directors. It's a lot of work, and it's very gratifying because you know you work so hard to get to that point. So it's great to really know who you're connecting with and who you're talking to, who your audience is when you write your music, when you write your songs, and to know how supporting they are. They're full of support, so it's great.
And a big help for you at radio, an invaluable help indeed, is a lady who is connected to all three artists tonight, who is promoting them, publicizing them, getting their name out to radio, getting them airplay, is Debbie Wood.
Yes, we love Debbie. She works so hard for us, and she believes in, you know, Canadian country music and us as artists and writers and people. She's wonderful to work with.
She is amazing indeed, and it's so great that she is paving that way for you at radio. What I also like about the songs that you've released, very traditional, very, you know, lyrical, melodic, you know, it's just, I guess, pleasant to listen to, even though the subject matter might be, you know, a sad song like With You, Whiskey. But for a country fan, it's great music to listen to.
Well, thank you. I definitely wanted to have that apparent, to have the, you know, the back to basics of country, since it's a part of how I grew up and my roots. And it's important to me to be able to honor true country in a way where I could still be modern and be accepted in today's, you know, country music. So it's been great. And I remember you said that to me last time I saw you, and I really took that as a great compliment. So thank you very much.
My pleasure, Bree. Always always great to run into you and chat. And we did, speaking of running into each other, at the CMAOs not too long ago, back at the end of May in Markham. Country Music Association of Ontario. That was so much fun. We got to see each other at the after party. And what a great night of Ontario country music.
Oh, my gosh. That was fantastic. Jason McCoy did amazing, and everyone did wonderful. And it's just really it's wonderful to see the amount of talent that we have in Ontario for country music, and how much we all support each other and work hard to support each other, and then to see each other and connect and network with each other at the party. It's really great. Sometimes you get to talk to somebody over social media or email and stuff, and so it's really great to have the opportunity to get together and see each other and have that face-to-face connection. So the CMAOs have been awesome, and it was so fun.
Yeah, exactly. It was a lot of fun and great to make those in-person connections and catch up with people. I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
I wanted to congratulate you. You are in the final eight along with Caitlin Cozell, who is on the third part of the show today. Final eight for the Boots and Hearts Emerging Artist Showcase. How exciting.
Oh, I'm so excited for the both of us, because I've seen the profile videos, and she's adorable, and she's like, we're just rooting for all of each other. I met one of the other participants too at the CMAOs, and he was just like so excited, full of energy, and I think we're both all just stoked to be able to play. To play Boots and Hearts, it's going to be just a wonderful thing, an exposure opportunity of a lifetime. So we're all just ecstatic for each other and ourselves.
Yeah, oh, indeed. Now, how did that come about? How did you end up in the final eight?
I had submitted, and I got a really great team behind me, and we knew that the showcase was coming up because we heard about it, and some of my other friends who had submitted in past years, and the year before, George McIntosh submitted and did really well, and so I submitted for it this year, and I have a great friend who helps me with online stuff, and we did like an online poll for women coming to Boots and Hearts and who wants to see who, and he really helped me with that, kind of just get my name out to Boots and Hearts, and I think that helps a lot. It's just funny how it's social media, has so much to do with social media these days, and being on Twitter all the time and connecting with the festivals through social media and getting your fans on social media tweeting all the time, and I think it made a big difference. But I also submitted my song, and I think it had a lot to do, with the music and getting my name out there to them, to the festival. So
yeah,
I was really lucky, because there were tons that submitted. They told me, and to be a part of the top eight out of Canada is incredible.
Yeah, wow, that is quite an amazing feat and very exciting at Boots and Hearts Emerging Artist Showcase. Let's turn to your brand new single now, which is called Hell on High Heels. Now, there's a country title if I've ever heard one. And it's got such got attitude and such a cool vibe to it. Tell us about the song, your writing behind it.
Sure, yes. I really wanted to come out with something that like just nailed my personality and my just the way that I am as a person and an artist. I feel like it's so important to, as an artist, to pick songs, to sing songs that mean something to you, like coming from, who you are, and they're coming from your heart. And it's hard to, to try and be something else. So I really wanted to make sure I could write about me as a person and an artist, and the way that I want to see me. It's pretty sassy, and it's a catchy, upbeat summer song. I hope that it becomes a real a popular song among my fans and radio. We'll see how it goes. And radio's been amazing so far, so I can't wait for it to be released.
Yeah, July 7th is the release date, and they've welcomed your past songs, and I know this one is going to be added to that list, because this just takes things up even another notch further. And because this song has attitude. The others were great, but what the new element this brings into is that attitude, and as you said, a whole lot of your personality.
Yeah. Exactly. I wanted to definitely showcase a different side of me, but look, kind of just like in a different light, you know. And just
for sure.
So that it brings my songwriting is coming together, and I'm definitely trying to portray some like trending wicked lyrics, but also be true to myself. So I think it does that.
Nice. Yes, indeed. Let's check it out now. My guest, Bree Lawrenson, with Hell on High Heels on In the Country. And that is brand new music from my guest, Bree Lawrenson. It's called Hell on High Heels, and that is being released on July 7th, which is any day now. Man, that is so cool. And, boy, the singing that you're doing on that is just outstanding.
Oh, thank you. I worked hard on that part. I really wanted to showcase, you know, what I could do and what I can offer as an artist. I just love singing, and it's always been for me about my voice and my guitar playing kind of and writing kind of came later, but I was always singing as a little girl, and so I've had some great experience with singing in competitions and stuff like, and just then defining myself as a person and an artist, and the writing and the playing came later, but that means a lot to me because I just love to sing.
It's interesting you say that, Bree, that, you know, the singing came first and the other stuff came later, because some people choose to just sing, and not that that's only just one small part, but, you know, they don't add those other things, the writing and the playing. How important for you is it that you have those other skills?
Yeah, it's so important. I think, when you have the ability to, with music, whether it's through singing or playing guitar, or playing piano, playing anything, you know, you have that that self-expression. It's a place where you can express your feelings through either voice or you know, playing an instrument. And I think it's really important to be able to be creative with what you can do, and then you know, express yourself through that, through your music. If you can relate to a song, and that's how it started for me. If I can relate to a song, I just love to sing the lyrics, and then even a physical gratitude. You know, you can just feel it through yourself, mm-hmm. and your soul. You bear your soul through the music. So, but it's been a great thing to learn how to write, because it's really it gives you stamina as an artist. And to be able to continue with the music, because it helps you collaborate with others, and you know, get your creative hear your creative juices flowing, and establish what you know, say what you want to say. So
that's right, people.
Yeah, it's great.
When they find out that you've had a hand in writing it, Bree, they know that song is more personal, and therefore it affects them more.
Exactly. Yeah, and people are so real. They want to know the artist. They want to know what, you know, is that really how she feels? Is that really, you know, what she is? And did that really happen, you know?
Right.
So it's really good to, I think people enjoy that part of it.
Now, Bree, is this an important part for you in your career with your songs, to have songs, record songs that are going to have a positive impact, might, I was going to say teach a lesson, but just inspire people, encourage them with your songs?
Definitely. I feel like I've always been that way. Like, I've geared towards making people feel inspired, you know, keeping them alive, like helping them live and helping them feel good, because whatever anyone chooses to do, they need to be inspired. And I think music has a big part in inspiring people. And my mom always said, like, you know, you have a gift for music, so you have to use it to help people. Like, that's how that's what you were given it for. So it's like a responsibility to me. I've done a lot of work and written songs about being bullied in school and dealing with being bullied, and they've the Red Cross took some of them, and we went across Canada. We did a tour in the schools, and it was very self-rewarding as well, because it makes you feel like, okay, I think I made a difference for that person, and even if it was only just one person, it's like, for me, music has done that for me. So I just need to share it, and I think it'll, you know, maybe help make a difference in somebody's life and inspire them somehow. So definitely, it's such a huge part to help make a difference with my music. That's what I always try and do.
That's pretty amazing, because, you know, music does that, and country music somewhat more specifically than other genres seem to have songs that inspire us, comfort us, encourage us, just really make a difference in our lives as listeners. I wanted to ask you, Bree, as far as heroes in this business or people you want to meet, and I know on the weekend I saw pictures of you with Amanda Wilkinson from Small Town Pistols, who's a great singer and artist. Who out there do you want to meet that you haven't met yet from the music world?
I would just love to meet Jan Arden. I've been listening to her music since I was a little girl, and there's one song that will always connect with me, and, you know, I could just relate to every single word. I feel like she wrote that song about me. And she's really great on stage, too. She's so funny and really engaging with the audience, and that's something that I really look up to, you know, especially at this point when I'm, you know, you get to a point where you're performing a lot and in front of bigger audiences, so you want to make sure that you can connect with everyone and be funny, or, you know, positive, or somehow leave a mark, you know? So she
definitely. I've seen Jan in concert, and big fan of her music. Love her songs from "Insensitive," you know, right at the start or close to the start, to present. And yeah, like you said, she's just so funny. She's a great entertainer. You get a lot of laughs in between her songs.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. And like laughing is like probably one of my favorite things to do. If anytime I can find humor out of something, and you know, I think a lot of us have to remember that, like, I have to not be so hard on yourself all the time, and just, you know, kind of take a minute to just kind of laugh at yourself sometimes when
so
things
true.
Can get a little stressful, you know. Humor is
indeed,
a good
yeah, it's a good, it's a good healthy release for sure. Laughter and great music, mm-hmm. and your brand new single "Hell on High Heels" being released next week. Your website is BreeLaurenson.com. Pretty soon it'll be on iTunes for people to purchase as well. Bree, thanks so much for being on the show. It was really great talking and catching up, and I look forward to doing it again before too long.
Oh, very nice. Thank you so much for having me again, Dave. I always love chatting with you.
thank you so much. It's been great. Once again, my guest has been Bree Laurenson. Up next, we'll be heading to Alberta to speak with Dan Arnold and hear his brand new single.
In the Country with Dave Woods has been broadcasting live from Ontario, Canada since 2009. Over the years, Dave has welcomed the biggest names and the newest voices of country music on his show. He grew up on country and embraces the past and present and gets excited about the new singers and songs played on the radio every day. Dave has interviewed country stars like Michelle Wright, Gord Bamford, and Carolyn Don Johnson. If you enjoy hearing the stories behind your favorite songs or how a singer got their start, then tune in to In the Country with Dave Woods. Every show airs live, but it's no problem if you ever miss one. It stays available online as a podcast. You can listen to it anytime, day or night. If you love country music, you'll love In the Country with Dave Woods. He always gets to the heart of country music.
And my pleasure now to welcome to the show from Alberta, Dan Arnold. Hey, Dan.
How's it going, man?
Hey, it's going great. How about yourself?
Hello? Oh, me and my guitar player is sitting here playing some tunes.
That's very cool. Little impromptu jam session?
Not impromptu. I got a bunch of shows coming up, so we figured we better practice.
Busy summer ahead. I was noticing at your website. Maybe fill us in on a few of the venues and events coming up.
Let me see here. Well, it's Stampede here in Calgary, as everybody probably knows. So Friday morning, I just got a pancake breakfast thing in Chestermere. And then Saturday night, I played downtown in Calgary at a place called 500. And then next week, I got another show on Wednesday at the same place.
Very cool. Well, yeah, summertime's such a busy time, and country fans love getting out to hear their favorite artists perform. Now, your new single is called "The Hard Way," and we're going to get to that in just a little bit. Your music really takes a lot of country and rock and really blends it together. That is obviously, those are obviously two genres close to your heart.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up playing the rock and stuff, but I grew up in the country, so I mean, I just sang about what I knew when it came time to write some songs, I guess. But, you know, the guitarist and stuff and all that comes across, and just the way I write, you know, the chord progressions is really rocky. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I think a lot of people wonder these days, or when they think about splitting the two. For you, Dan, what defines a country song? What makes it different than a song from another genre, for example, rock?
Well, I think it's the storytelling, obviously, right? For me, it's almost a little too much honesty, I'm starting to think. you know, though, I find, though, like, those songs I had written for, you know, longer, and the older I get now, is I'm starting to write, you know, it's more, starting to get a little more traditional sounding, but not quite, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting how our influences change, right? And as an artist yourself, you'll may get more into traditional country, or at least expand a little bit, right? You tend to embrace more styles.
Yeah, like for example, we're sitting here and we're jamming out, you know, some of the covers we're gonna have to do here in the next little while, and it used to be, you know, oh, let's do some, you know, a Four Door Georgia Line song or something. But now I'm thinking, no, you know, you get into the Zac Brown, Colder Weather type songs, and you realize the genius in the writing and stuff. And then And then you start to go back further, and now we're, like, doing Garth Brooks, you know what I mean? Because I just, I'm like, well, take it back a little more, you know? That's what I grew up listening to anyways, so, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I love Garth, and that's one of my favorite Zac Brown songs, Colder Weather, because it is just an amazing song.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, and we're sitting here, like, struggling with the chord progression. Like, does it go like this, or does it go like that, or trying to figure out their harmonies? They're just unbelievable.
Oh, killer harmonies, and I still remember when they performed that song with James Taylor. They shared Zach and James shared the vocals on it. It was amazing at one of the Country Music Award shows.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them here at the Saddle Dome, and they're the best band I've ever seen in my life, ever, period. They played Enter Sandman by Metallica, and it sounded better than Metallica did. And then they went as far as to strip it all back and play Waterfalls by TLC. And I was just flabbergasted. I didn't understand exactly how these guys could just tear other bands apart. You know what I mean? It's just, I'd go from heavy to just a strip down TLCs. I was just, you know, not even confused. I was just happy about it. Best show I've ever been to in my life, Zac Brown Band, probably. Yeah.
Very cool. Actually, I'm seeing them this summer for the first time here in Toronto, so I'm really looking forward to that. On the songwriting front, I understand, Dan, that you write all the songs by yourself. You don't co-write at this point?
Yeah, I've never co-written a song, no. But, I, you know, I'd like to, you know what I mean? To just get the dig a little deeper, obviously, than drinking songs and whatnot. But, no, yeah, I've just written everything myself. We didn't change anything in the studio or anything, I guess. So I guess I'm just a lone wolf.
Well, that's pretty cool, too, that you've written them, because that, I mean, that obviously takes a lot of talent. You're the only one writing it. It's 100% your voice. And has any song, because you talked earlier about being maybe too honest, has any song you've written that you've played for somebody else, has it been hard for you to share with someone because it was that personal?
Yeah, I mean, I got some more traditional-sounding stuff I started out doing. I had a song called Just a Fool, and it was really personal, about just a girl being too far away. So, you know, to make anything work, just the harsh reality of life. So, I mean, yeah, I would say that was one of the ones that was harder to, you know, have someone listen to.
Indeed, yeah, you can get to that sort of raw nerve, I guess, and where you're feeling vulnerable, which is such a big part of songwriting. How do you feel in the studio? Because you're obviously great on stage and you bring that energy, that rock kind of performance to it. But in the studio, do you feel pretty comfortable at this point?
Yeah. I mean, that was a big learning curve. I've been in lots of studios before, you know, with rock bands and stuff, but to have the kind of players and stuff come in like that, it was intimidating. Like, I won't lie, you know what I mean? You got Mike Little and guys there made their livings off of playing with really famous guys like George Cannon. But they make you feel comfortable. I think they're professionals, you know? And they just take what you have and they help you get it to a level where you're, you know, a better professional yourself. So I was comfortable in the studio. You know what I mean? I didn't spend too much time singing all those songs, maybe an hour and a half a song or something. So.
Okay. And I always wonder with an artist when they go in, and I've asked the question before, there's obviously a producer, a great producer I know you've got, we can talk about him on the album, but when you're there, do you have ideas and do you make any suggestions ever on what you think could add to the track?
Yeah, for example, on The Hard Way, actually, I'll tell you guys a cool story, because Johnny Gasparic is the producer, and he's been pumping out all sorts of stuff. Like, if lots of this people are coming out to record here at MCC in Calgary just because, you know, you got the Bamford and the Wills and the Canyon around here, you know what I mean? And all these guys, it seems like it's a close-knit group, a little family. But the guy that taught Johnny to produce was Kevin Turco, and Kevin Turco was from Moose Jaw. And the guy that taught Kevin Turco, you know, what he knows was Mutt Lange. He went and produced in Switzerland with him. I don't know if a lot of people know that or not. But, but you know, and so if you listen to The Hard Way, that chant on there, like The Hard Way, it sounds like Def Leppard. Well, that's not a fluke. That's an idea we had, you know what I mean? So we got a bunch of us in there, and let's do gang vocals, I said. Well, you know what I mean? So here Johnny is, me and him had fist pumping in the air, and it's kind of like Def Leppard comes to country. You know what I mean? But it's funny how that leaks down, because that's probably just an effect that he learned, probably from you know, Kevin and then from Mutt. So
from Mutt. That's amazing. And, of course, Mutt and Shania Twain married for many years and started off doing music together, and he brought those kind of influences to a lot of her music.
Yeah. I think maybe, yeah, I guess so. Because I remember when she released a pop version, and wasn't there a country version of the same CD?
That's right, exactly. The full album had all country tracks, same songs included in that album, but all produced in a pop way. And I know that he had just different things with her hooks. I mean, it wasn't necessarily Def Leppard, but just musical pop things that he did with a lot of her songs. Well, tell me a bit more about the song The Hard Way, a little about the inspiration, what you want us to get from it, and then we'll play it.
That song is just a straight-up fun song. I mean, there's not really much to it. It was about me just kind of misbehaving in the small town I was from. and so, you know what I mean? You got to be good when there's only one bar. People know what you're up to or whatever. Your dad can call down there and say, get your butt home. So
that's hilarious.
That's kind of what that's about. Yeah.
Awesome. Let's share it now. This is brand-new music released to country radio from my guest, Dan Arnold. It's called The Hard Way on In the Country. Alberta country artist Dan Arnold and his brand new single called The Hard Way. You can head to danarnoldmusic.com to learn more about him and check out videos and music samples. And that is a great song there. Awesome chant. I can hear that going over great in your live shows.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool Stampede song to play at Stampede, I think, because there's no one who's not drinking downtown, I don't think.
Right on. That's awesome. Well, that song sounds terrific. Now, on a serious note, I was reading at your site that I guess it was not too long ago you did an RCMP fundraiser.
Yeah, I did. I held one downtown for the RCMP guys, the families of them, so.
Pretty amazing thing to do to support a cause like that.
Yeah, well, I mean, to be honest, you know, in the past, you can do something negative and get mad and lash out, or you can help the cause. And that's what I decided to do, you know what I mean? I don't know where to put my anger sometimes, and now I got music, so that's better. It's a good example of, like, you know, we might not be rich as musicians, but we can help. And, you know, if you could do something good with your music, then that's good.
Definitely, yeah. Music can be, whether it's the actual songs you're doing or the type of venues or events that you're doing to hold fundraisers, is pretty amazing. Now, I asked Bree this when she was on. Out of all the country music people that you know or that we all know, who would you like to meet?
Well, I mean, let's be honest. I'd probably like to meet and hang out with, like, maybe Garth Brooks for a day, like, right? But, I mean, yeah. Realistically, I think I'd go hang out with Eric Church. I think I'd go if you know, if I had to go to for a beer with a guy, I'd go with Eric Church. Actually, I know I would, so.
He looks like the type of guy that it seems like, you know, he'd be a great guy to hang out with, have a beer, and just chat about whatever.
Yeah, he's an outlaw, man. So, I mean, I've read so much about him just pushing it. You know what I mean? If it weren't for him, there wouldn't be music like mine on country radio, I don't think. So.
Yeah. For sure, yeah. His album, The Outsiders, I mean, he has really pushed that edge. And then he can turn around and he does great, you know, commercial songs, if you want to call them that, like Springsteen and Give Me Back My Hometown, which are two of my favorites of his.
Yeah. He's just great. Like, I've seen the stripped-down version he did. You know, She Loves Me Like Jesus Does, and it was just amazing, you know what I mean? And then he can go with it so heavy, like, he can do anything. He's an amazing songwriter.
Definitely, yeah, like Jesus Does is incredible songwriting. Yeah, he's more than just, as you said, the outlaw. He's got a few different sides to him.
Yeah, for sure, and you have to, you know what I mean? I don't want to ever be one-dimensional like that either. I think the next few songs I put out will be a little bit more... just, you know, a deeper meaning, like you can look into them a little more.
I think that's a great idea because, yeah, fans want to see that other side, and it just, as you said, it gives you a little more longevity because you're multifaceted and deep. We talked about Debbie Wood earlier in the show because, of course, all three artists on this show are connected to her. She is promoting, publicizing, getting your music out to radio. How great is it to have Debbie Wood on your team?
She's kind of like my other mom. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, don't forget your interview and stuff. She knows. I think
right.
She worries sick. I know she's proud of all of us, but I think I'm like the black sheep out of the three. I don't know. Between Caitlin and Bri, I don't know. Yeah, I think she worries the most about me. But, yeah, I know. It's great. She's done a super, super job. You know, when I first looked around to maybe shopped some of the stuff to radio, I asked about Debbie, and everyone had nothing but good things to say, you know, some really popular guys from around here. So, I mean, I'm thankful to have her on my team.
Pretty amazing, yeah. She gets airplay at radio, and she gets people to become known names, which is so amazing. Before I let you go, what would you like to accomplish, Dan, for the rest of 2014? By the time this year wraps up, what would you like to see happen with your music?
Well, I'm going back in the studio soon, and I'm having, like, I don't know how I'm going to pick the singles. I got so many songs written now, and it's just, I'm going to finish up, like, a 5-song EP, maybe 6 here. We'll see. And we'll keep putting singles out, I think, you know, as long as they're good songs. And I'm just going to play shows, and you know what I mean? And I've started to pick up a lot of bookings now, so that's good. So.
Pretty exciting. Sounds like things are on a roll and new music on the way a bit later in the year. Dan, great to have you on the show and great to share your new single, The Hard Way.
Awesome, man. Thanks for playing it. Thanks for having me. Thanks for listening to me talk.
My pleasure, Dan. I enjoyed it. It was great, and we'll talk to you again in the future.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
Up next, let's head back to Ontario and say hello to my next guest, Caitlin Kozel. Hey, Caitlin.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I am doing just great this evening. What a great show so far. And now it's great to add you here as well. How are things, Caitlin?
Things are great. Things are busy, but things are wonderful. And thank you so much for having me on. This is awesome.
Oh, well, my pleasure. And, yeah, we got a lot to talk about. And, of course, we're going to share your brand new song, Up From Here, which is out at Country Radio. Your website is CaitlinKozel.com. There's so much to get into. But let's talk about some of the shows you've been doing over the last little while and what's been going on with those.
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of shows, my band and I, trying to get out as much as possible, which is awesome. We had a month-long residency a few months back at the Rock and Horse Saloon in Toronto, which was awesome. That was really great, one of the new country places that opened up in Toronto a few months back, so that was really cool.
Yeah.
We did a fundraising event out in Peterborough a couple weekends ago now, and this was really, really special to me. It had been planned for a while, about 11 months, and I'm the artist spokesperson for this incredible charity out in Peterborough. They're based out of Peterborough, and I just recently released a song on iTunes for the charity, and all the proceeds from the sale of that song go directly to Global Angel Charitable Organization. So that was really cool. We got to play on a tarmac, and there was a plane pull, and that was really fun for us. That was exciting to be a part of, and now we have some more shows coming up in Toronto, and we're getting set for Boots and Hearts. So we've been having a lot of fun getting out and playing.
Pretty amazing to get out there. And the song that you're referring to for the Global Angel Charitable Organization is "Angels to Be Found," which is a beautiful song. And how satisfying is it for you to have that song matched up with that charity?
Do you know what? I'm really proud of it. I wrote that song almost 10 years ago now for a really dear friend of mine who is ill and dying. I was able to record the song, just a very quick recording of it, and have her hear it before she passed. And then I kind of put the song on the back burner for a long time. And my band and I played another fundraising event back in November that Global Angel was a part of. And we actually ended up performing this song. And I got talking with the founder, Gail Cornier, and it was a really great fit, and we knew it. And so we kind of joined forces, and I've re-recorded this song, and it's sort of now their theme song. And I'm really happy that, you know, for 99 cents, people can go on iTunes and download this song and know that they're, you know, helping out this incredible charity. They assist in the facilitation of medical transport globally. So they do incredible work, and I'm really, really proud of it.
Wow, that is, yeah, definitely something to be proud of, and people can head to your website for more details on that. That is so amazing. Another thing you're involved with through the MLSE, your team, Country Bumpkins, back near the end of June, you were involved in something. You helped raise money for Camp Trillium.
Yeah, we did. It was so exciting. I captained the team, and we were called the Country Bumpkins. And
I love that name.
Yeah, I think there was about 76 teams, and we, all of us, were raising money. All the teams were raising money for Camp Trillium, which is a childhood cancer support center. And we, I think my team came in eighth or ninth place for the most funds raised. So we were really proud of that, really happy about that. And it's such a wonderful cause. And so we were getting out there and doing some fundraising. And then we had this big team up challenge at BMO Field on Sunday, June 22nd. And that was just a great day. All the families from Camp Trillium were involved with us and getting in there and playing sports. It was so great. Such a wonderful day. And we'll probably be doing it again next year.
Very cool. And, you know, all the artists, including yourself now, have talked about how they've given back with their music, whether it's a song making a difference or holding an event. You know, it's so amazing that music has that power and that artists, like all three of you, want to use your music and do use your music for that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's really important to give back, you know, and I feel very honored and privileged to be making music and performing music and writing and recording and doing all this incredible stuff that I've dreamed about doing, you know, ever since I was a little girl. And I think it's really important to give back and help out where you can, when you can. And It's great to be able to do that through music. That really means a lot.
So who was that artist when you were young, Caitlin? Much younger, I should say. You're still very young. Who was that artist as a child that you, mm-hmm. you know, who was larger than life for you, and you just thought, wow, I mean, probably too young at that age to think I could follow in his or her footsteps, but just somebody that inspired you to want to sing.
Do you know what? The one artist that immediately comes to mind is Leanne Rimes. I remember I was 5 or 6 years old, and hers was my first album that I owned. I remember coming home for lunch. I think it was in grade one. And my parents had surprised me and gotten me a CD, my very first CD player, with her CD sitting beside it in my room. And
I
sang her album front to back literally every night after school. I'd stand in front of the mirror with my hairbrush. I mean, it's so cliche, but it's true. This is what we did. That's what I did. And and so I think for me, she was vocally the one I idolized the most growing up, and especially because she started out so young, I was so inspired, thinking, "Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. look at what she's doing and accomplishing at such a young age." It was completely inspirational.
Yeah, when her song "Blue" came out, I mean, I remember that coming out. Her being, you know, 13 or 12, or I mean, just an incredibly young age, singing like that, and just. You know, the impact she was making. One of my favorite songs of hers was actually the follow-up single to Blue. I think it was the very second one, One Way Ticket. Thought that was a great song.
You know what? That was the song that got me hooked. Well, Blue, I loved Blue, but when I saw the video for One Way Ticket, Because I Can, I remember I was at my grandmother's,
yeah.
I was watching CMT, I was plopped in front of the television, and that video came on, and I remember saying out loud, that's what I want to do with my life, that's what I'm going to do, and
wow.
and I really haven't looked back since then, and so she was a huge inspiration for me growing up.
Pretty amazing. That is a great influence to have. Let's turn to your single, Up From Here, which is your brand new one, and let's talk about it. Tell me just what the meaning is for you and a bit of the inspiration behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. This song, well, to be honest, I didn't write this song. This was one of the first songs that was ever pitched to me, and as soon as, seconds into the intro, I said, oh my gosh, I have to record this song. I fell in love with it instantly. And it's just a great, for me, it's a great upbeat anthem. You know, it's about being kind, you know, carefree and love and just, you know, going wherever the wind will blow you and just sort of, you know, really thinking it can only go up from here. And, you know, you go through things and, you know, you get down sometimes and then you just think, no, it's this, you know, things are great. Things are going well and I'm happy, and things can only go up from here. So I think it's a great positive summer anthem, and I really hope it will connect with people the way it connected with me when I heard it for the first time. So that's Up From Here.
Awesome. Let's share it now. This is Caitlin Kozell with Up From Here on In the Country.
I'm 30.
Caitlin Kozell and her brand new single called Up From Here. CaitlinKozell.com is her website, and I can definitely hear why you chose to record that. It's just infectious and a lot of fun.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That means a lot. Thanks.
It's a feel-good song, which is great, especially for summertime. So wish you all the best with that single now out of Country Radio and for all our singles on the show. It makes a big difference when our listeners call the country stations or email them, however you want to get in touch and tell them these are the songs you want to hear. That'll go a long way. Now, I want to congratulate you. We talked about it with Bree earlier. The two of you are part of the final eight for the Boots and Hearts Emerging Artist Showcase.
Yeah, oh my gosh, thanks so much. I am excited beyond belief. I can't explain it. It's really exciting.
No doubt. I mean, great exposure, a great chance to, I guess, hang out with the other artists as well, but mainly you're on stage and you're getting a chance to show what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. It's definitely, I mean, the largest platform I will have had the privilege to perform at. So, I mean, that's really exciting. And yeah, I mean, it'll be really great to meet some of the other artists that will be performing as well and just do some networking and just enjoy the day. I mean, there's going to be so many people there, hopefully, you know, just as excited to be there as we are. So, you know, and hopefully the crowd gets into it and, you know, we'll be able to feed off that energy. And it's just, it'll be a great, great weekend. We're so excited to be part of it.
Now, at an opportunity like that, is it tough to nail down the songs you're going to sing, whether they're your own compositions or other songs? Is that a tough thing to do?
A little bit. That's something my band and I have been talking a lot about, because we have a half hour to put, you know, the best show together, you know, as possible that we can in that amount of time. So, you know, deciding whether or not, you know, we want to throw in a couple of the covers that sometimes, you know, we do in shows that, you know, we obviously make them our own, but songs that we feel, you know, are really fun that, you know, kind of gets the crowd going, but then we think, well, you know, maybe no, we should just do all originals. And so that's something we're still sort of weighing and deciding, but hopefully at the end of the day, whatever we end up doing will, you know, be the best decision for us. But it's definitely something that we're thinking a lot about.
Yeah, exactly. A lot goes into planning out a show like that and to make sure it's your best one, of course. Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked about Debbie Wood throughout the show because she is connected to all three of my guests, including yourself. tell me about Debbie and working with her. I mean, everybody's sung her praises. Of course, she is so well known in the country music world and getting songs out to radio and airplay for artists. So what has been your experience with Debbie?
Oh, Debbie Wood is incredible. She's a firecracker. She's a go-getter. She's the best, and she's great at what she does. And she you know, she's completely 100% there for her artists, and which is why we love working with her. And she's just incredible. And you know, Dan said it, Bree said it. We feel blessed. You know, to have her on our side and have her on our team and help us get out there and, you know, and get our music out there. It's a huge thing for us, and we owe so much to Debbie Wood for all of that. So thank you, Debbie, if you're listening. We love you.
I know she is listening, and she will appreciate those words. That's so amazing to hear about the relationship that all three of you have with her. It's awesome. Now, you do so many amazing things slightly outside of music. Well, the anthem singing is still within music, but I wanted to talk about you've done some background performing work, extra work, as some might know it, in Rookie Blue, and you're currently a background performer on Saving Hope, which airs on CTV.
Yeah, well, Saving Hope, I was doing more so on Saving Hope last season and Rookie Blue last season. I've done a little bit on Rookie Blue this season, but not quite as much. But I'm still doing a little bit of the background work right now on some TV shows here in Toronto. And that's great. It, you know, it keeps me busy. And it's really exciting. I love being, you know, on set and kind of getting to see some of the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on in these TV shows. And so that's a lot of fun. And definitely the anthems, that's definitely one of my favorite things to do. I feel very, very blessed to have those opportunities for sure.
You're pretty known for those anthems. Tell us about some of the games in the areas of sport that you sing anthems at.
Yeah, I'm one of the anthem singers for the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I did my first Hockey Night in Canada game a year ago April. So this past season was really great. I got a few more Hockey Night in Canada games, which was really fun. I sang at their last home game on August the 3rd, which was against against Boston, which was a really exciting game. So I sang in a couple of really great games this year. I did some Montreal games and Detroit game. I did when the New York Rangers were in town back in January, I did a game. But one of the coolest games, I think I got to sing it this year, was on February 8th when they were honoring the 1964 Stanley Cup champions. So I was standing out at center ice, and this is the first time I'd ever sung at center ice because normally I'm sort of in the corner of the ice, but this was the first time I was out at center ice with both teams lined up on the blue line. They were playing Vancouver that night, and then I had, I think it was about 10 or 11 of the players that played back in 1964, like George Armstrong and Eddie Shack was there, and Dave Keon. So that was incredible, and I got to kind of stand between them all and sing O Canada, and they were kind of singing along with me, which was really, really an exciting game. I was really honored to have sung at that game.
Pretty amazing. What a really neat thing to do. I imagine, as you've described it, that's a lot of fun and quite an honor. I want to thank you so much, Caitlin, for joining me on the show. I've had a chance in the past to chat with you. Great to catch up again and to play the new single Up From Here, and I wish you all the best with it.
Thank you so much, Dave. So great to chat with you. And, yeah, thank you for everything. I really appreciate the support.
My pleasure indeed. It's been great chatting with you. A big thank you to all my guests this evening. Bree Lawrenson, her brand new single is called Hell on High Heels. Dan Arnold from Alberta, The Hard Way is his new song. And Caitlin Kozel, along with Bree, both from Ontario. And Caitlin's new single is called Up From Here. And, of course, a big shout-out to Debbie Wood for all she's done for these artists and for booking this show tonight and giving me a chance to talk to some very great talent. I'm Dave Woods. For more country music interviews, be sure to head on over to inthecountryinterviews.com.